Take me to that place down a long and windy road. You might be the right one, no, the right one.
My name is Vicki Emerson, and I'm a singer-songwriter. The music that I write is Americana. It's a blending of folk and blues and traditional country. Sometimes I do some co-writing. For the most part, I write my own material. I think for women in music, it's been a challenge, especially to produce their own music. Most music producers are men. I did produce my last record, Steady Heart, to draw an awareness to the fact that there aren't a lot of women doing that. This is the title track. It's a love song for my husband.
When the load is hard and heavy, and your troubles are as deep as they are wide, and you think no one will ever understand, I gotta stay hard, just reach out.
So being a producer of Steady Heart, I really did have a pretty clear vision on what I wanted and what I wanted to hear and when I wanted to hear it. Sometimes women get a little skittish because they don't necessarily know all the ins and outs of the studio production part, but they definitely are clear on what their sound is. I would like to encourage women to champion themselves and to try it out instead of hiring somebody else to shape their sound for them. I started Front Porch Music Group with Sarah Morris, who is my duo partner as the Home Fires. Sarah and I are moms, and we each have our own solo careers. What we've been doing primarily with Front Porch is some mentoring, and then also helping people launch their own radio campaigns, showing them an outline of how we did it, and then giving them the context to do it themselves. And it's about feeling very secure in who you are and listening to that inner voice tell you, this is the kind of music that I'm making and this is how I want it to be heard.
Don't mess around with the wrath of a woman. She'll throw lightning when you're not looking.
Sometimes when you come to a producer, they might hear your music in a different way, which can be really a positive if the relationship is working, that the artist is being heard as well, instead of the producer just taking the song away and saying, I think this is what sounds cool, we're going to make it this way, and I don't really care if you don't like it. I mean, that happens a lot. And then there are situations where producers overcharge people. That happens more than you would think it does, and a lot of people don't talk about that. Currently, I'm helping a woman that wanted me to produce her record, and I said, I think you're the producer. She has it all right in her heart and her head. And I said, I'm happy to help you arrange it, but I want to empower you. You can do this.
I feel the storm rolling in like thunder chasing the lightning. I never knew.
After my album came out, a lot of the reviews said that it sounded feminine. And I kept wondering, what does that mean? I mean, my band, they're male players. I played on the record. I played guitar and piano. I sang. And a lot of the harmonies were women, but also some male. The first time I saw that in print, I was like, oh, okay. And then I kept seeing it. I wondered about that. Is it because a woman producer is creating a different, a more feminine sound? I don't necessarily buy that. It's a solitary endeavor to be a songwriter, and we get locked into our own places. There's competition, and there's jealousy, and there's, well, why did so-and-so get that? There can be a lot of that. I think it'd be really great if we could rise above that.